A first-generation college graduate, a Lansing school principal, and wife of a former Lansing mayor, and a sexual assault survivor are some of the candidates running for two open MSU Board of Trustees seats. The candidates' platforms included making college more affordable, fostering transparency and accessibility, and preventing sexual assault, a key issue following the sexual abuse scandal involving former MSU doctor Larry Nassar. Trustee candidate Kelly Tebe says she was sexually assaulted while she was a student at MSU.
I came to Michigan State in 2005, and you know, sitting there freshman year as a doe-eyed 18-year-old, that I was told that one in four young women were going to be sexually assaulted while we were on campus. And that was, you know, the culture that they set for you on day one. And for me, unfortunately, I became that statistic my freshman year.
Detroit businessman David Mott serves on the board of MSU's Black Alumni Association. He says college affordability for all is a high priority if he wins.
I want to put together a parent academy where parents get to learn about how they can find funding sources in order to be able to send their children to school.
In East Lansing, Laura Michaels, WKAR News.